WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, and welcome back to Wake Up and Win. I'm pumped you're joining me again because today we're diving into something pretty cool, the science behind why you feel more alert when that sun peaks over the horizon. Ever notice how your brain seems to fire on all cylinders first thing in the morning? You're practically buzzing with energy and ready to tackle the day. But then, later in the afternoon, sometimes it feels like a wall of exhaustion hits, and you just want to crawl under a blanket and hibernate. Well, turns out there's a lot going on beneath the surface that explains this whole morning person phenomenon. So buckle up, because we're about to break down the science behind why you feel more alert in the morning and some tips to harness that energy throughout your day. First up, our internal clock is a real MVP. It's called your circadian rhythm, and it's essentially your body's built-in timekeeper. This little maestro regulates everything from sleep cycles and hormone production to your core body temperature. Throughout the day, this rhythm naturally peaks in the morning, kicking those alertness hormones into high gear. Think of it like a power surge for your brain. Now, speaking of hormones, let's talk about cortisol, the stress hormone. Cortisol levels tend to be highest in the morning, giving you that extra push to start your day with a bang. But here's the kicker, those levels gradually drop throughout the day, which often coincides with that afternoon slump. So basically, our bodies are wired to feel more alert when cortisol is at its peak. Another major player in this game is melatonin, the sleepy hormone. Melatonin production ramps up as darkness falls, signaling your body it's time to wind down and snooze. But here's the catch. Melatonin levels stay low in the morning, allowing your brain to stay awake and focused. Think about those times when you pulled an all-nighter. You might have felt groggy because melatonin wasn't doing its job properly. Remember that feeling when you finally get a good cup of coffee or tea on those mornings? That's caffeine working its magic. Caffeine is a stimulant that blocks adenosine, a neurotransmitter that promotes sleepiness. Basically, it gives your brain a temporary boost of energy by keeping those sleepy vibes at bay. And lastly, let's not forget about light. Natural light exposure in the morning can do wonders for resetting your circadian rhythm and boosting alertness. Sunlight tells your body it's time to wake up and start the day. So imagine this. You wake up naturally with the sunrise, a healthy dose of cortisol gives you that morning energy boost, and you sip on a cup of coffee while enjoying the sunlight streaming in. Now imagine that scenario versus hitting the snooze button multiple times, stumbling through your morning routine, and then guzzling down caffeine just to make it through the day. See how understanding these scientific principles can actually empower you to make choices that lead to more energized mornings. It's not just about willpower, it's about working with your body's natural rhythms. So, what are some actionable takeaways from today's pep talk? First, prioritize getting enough sleep. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of quality shut-eye each night. Remember, your circadian rhythm thrives on consistency. Try to wake up and go to bed around the same time every day, even on weekends. Next, expose yourself to bright light as soon as you wake up. Open those curtains or step outside for a few minutes. It'll signal your body that it's time to be alert and active. And lastly, don't underestimate the power of a healthy breakfast. Fueling your body with nutritious foods in the morning sets the stage for energy and focus throughout the day. Think of this episode as your daily dose of motivation to conquer the day. Remember, you have the power to make choices that support your well-being and tap into that natural morning energy. Alright folks, I'm Jackson Reed, signing off for today, but remember, keep waking up and winning. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could use a little boost in their morning routine, and leave a review if you found it helpful. And until tomorrow, stay energized and awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.